This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Live from the tennis courts in Oxnard, California. Shoot, yeah, boy, the Rangers win again, 2-1, their second five-game winning streak of the season. We have lots of Cowboys content to get to. Takeaways from the Jerry Jones press conference, Dak press conference in the first day of practice, and we will get to those here momentarily. But it is time now for some Rangers extra innings here on 105.3 The Fan, and our guy Chris Blake joins us for more on this Rangers victory. A little sweep. I believe the first four-game sweep in the new stadium's history for the home team. Chris, how the heck you doing?
I'm good, Gavin. How are you guys out there on the West Coast?
Doing great. Around the bases, presented by Uber Eats, delivering home run deals to you all season long. Yeah, we're living it up out here. But, I mean, so are the Rangers. And now I feel like this is an opportunity to get really excited about what this team can do, the hottest team in baseball in the month of July. How much can you get a handle for us on the topic of have they turned the corner?
You know, I'm really trying to keep my emotions in check, but it's hard not to get a little bit of excited right now, right? I mean, because the White Sox are 27-78. So I don't know how much you can tell from this four-game series, but like you just heard Matt and Jared say on the post-game show, good teams beat the teams they're supposed to beat. And the Rangers didn't do that as much in the first half. The most notable example of that was when they went to Colorado and got swept by a Rockies team that at the time was one of the worst in baseball and still is near the bottom of the pack there. So you see him pick up a fifth straight win today, four of those five against the White Sox. But if you zoom out a little bit, going back to before the All-Star break, they won 7-9 going into the break. So they're now 12-4 in their last 16 games. So there's a little momentum going here. And the last two games, the offense has started to look a little bit better. Yes, they only scored two runs tonight, but they had 10 hits. So the starting pitching's been there. If the bats can pick it up, I think they have a chance to make a little noise, especially in a division where the team that's in first place is only 53-49.
Man, Max Scherzer making history today. 9 punch-outs. How did he look, and how special is this right now? I mean, he did this after complaining about soreness in his arm. Just
exactly.
Comes out, looked absolutely dialed.
I think this is maybe the best he's looked so far this year. You know, 6 innings, 9 Ks, as you mentioned, just the 1 earned run. He looked pretty locked in today. His velocity down a little bit, but didn't seem to matter. Needed just 85 pitches to get through those 6 innings. And if this is the Max Scherzer that you're going to get, I think that is absolutely fine with the Rangers, right? You know, this is a guy that turns 40 this weekend. If you can get 5-6 innings out of him, 1-2, I mean, okay, let's be realistic. 3 runs or fewer. Let's make the expectations a little more manageable. But, you know, Max is a veteran guy, and even on days unlike today, if he doesn't have his best stuff, you know he's going to battle for you. So, and then, you know, just cool, of course, seeing you know, the little bit of history that goes along with it. Baseball is such a counting numbers kind of game. So to see a guy move into the top 10 all time in strikeouts, really cool. And something that we probably won't see again for a really long time, because guys just don't pitch the innings to get there anymore.
Chris, what do you got on why they're bringing Young up quickly without a rehab deal?
You know, I don't have a ton of insight onto that one, because he has missed a considerable amount of time, but this is something we've seen the Rangers do at times with some of their regulars. If they feel like he can get back into a rhythm without going down to the minor leagues, I think they're going to give him a shot. You know, this is a young guy. He was awfully close to returning when they were in Baltimore before the All-Star break, then had a little bit of a setback, and they went to go check out that wrist again. But now apparently getting closer, and one of many guys that are getting closer that I think could give this team a boost, whether they decide to make a deal or not here next week.
How impressive has Marcus Semien been? I mean, he's in a bit of a slump heading into the All-Star break, but it seems like he's finding his groove again at the plate.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. I mean, and it's not just Semien. It's everybody in this lineup right now. They're starting to turn things around some. Semien, you know, the home run today to put the Rangers on the board and tie this one up. Coming into today on the homestand, was hitting .286, has a five-game hitting streak now. A couple of home runs during that stretch. But Semien, Lowe had two more hits today. Garcia had a big night last night. Hit the ball hard today, although it was held hitless. Seager, a three-hit night, or a four-hit night last night, I should say. Another base hit today. It was also hit by a pitch. And Bruce Bochy said after the game yesterday, it's starting to remind him a little bit of last year's team, the way they're hitting the ball around. I don't know if you go that far yet, but Semien is certainly the catalyst for this lineup. I think if he gets going and he can kind of put things together a little bit more, because remember last season, he's a notorious slow starter, and this offense kind of rallied around him last year, and they got off to that incredible start a year ago. So if he can be the catalyst to get that lineup going again, not saying they're going to go play 600 ball the rest of the way, but it's certainly a starting point for where this offense can go.
Chris, anything else we need to know about this Rangers team before we let you go?
I think the bullpen's rounding into shape, too. I mean, these guys have been reliable all year. David Robertson's six-out save today looked almost unhittable in the eighth and ninth innings. And, you know, guys are getting back healthy. I think that's the biggest thing. Dane Dunning was activated today. He's going into the bullpen. Tyler Mahle making his fifth rehab start today, so he should be good to go soon. DeGrom threw a bullpen yesterday. Bradford's on rehab, so... assuming everything goes well, you know, the cavalry could be coming finally that they've been waiting for all season. Hopefully these guys are close.
Do you feel the energy picking up with these wins, or are they just cruising in regular big leaguer mode? Because I would be getting pretty stoked right there if we're riding a five-gamer with reinforcements coming through like this.
I think the clubhouse has a little bit more energy to it for sure. I mean, you talk to Bochy before the game today. He said he could feel a little bit of more excitement running through the clubhouse. You know, if they make a deal, that usually energizes the team as well. And we know Chris Young is not afraid to be aggressive. So between guys coming back from injuries and the trade deadline coming up, I think they might be ready to, you know, shift into another gear and compete for a division title.
Hey, Chris, I was going to ask you, you mentioned about Robertson and the two innings saved that he was able to get today. We've seen Boach, he's kind of gone with his relievers a little bit longer. Is there some plan to this? Is he just trying to make sure that the guys continually get work? But, you know, I just kind of noticed that guys like Yates seem to be pitching a little longer, and then Robertson today. Is this all really by design, or has he got other things he's trying to kind of make sure he gets done?
Well, the one today, not entirely sure, because – Yates was warming up at one point in bottom of the eighth, top of the eighth, into the eighth inning, and then all of a sudden he had sat down. So we're not entirely sure what happened there. It looked like Kirby Yates was getting ready to come into the game, and then he wasn't thrown anymore, and Robertson was back out there. Yates didn't pitch yesterday, so you would presume that he'd be fresh, but so that might be one that we have to wait until a little bit later on to get an answer for.
Let's freaking go, Chris. Thank you so much for your Rangers insights. Have a great afternoon, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Thanks, y'all.
There goes Chris Blake, Around the Bases, presented by Uber Eats, delivering home run deals to you all season long. And the Rangers did win again. It is the G-Bag Nation. We are live in Oxnard, site of Cowboys training camp 2024. Let's get you the top stories right here. In addition to the finest is coming up at 5 o'clock, Cooper Beebe joining us at 5:20. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. And the hot seat that Cooper's going to be sitting on is brought to you by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Okay, congrats to Max Scherzer. You mentioned the historic accomplishment from him. You guys are going to think I'm nuts, but this is the guy to trade.
Scherzer.
Max Scherzer.
Okay.
His stock is super high. He was mid last year in the playoffs. The injuries have been up and down. His name is massive.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would get the most for Max Scherzer, even though he's about to turn 40. And I'm just thinking, like, maybe it's a risky move, but if, you know, his last couple of years have told us anything, you know, it's really tenuous. And then you talk about the sensitivity in the arm and everything. Today there was, you know, some not deadness in his arm, but there was a lack of velocity. I'm putting Max's name out there this weekend. What do you guys think, buying or selling?
The only reason I'm going to sell this, I don't think you're crazy, because I think the thought's actually pretty fair.
I love the thought. You're getting ahead of it. You're selling him when you can actually get some. You know, you're selling him high.
Yeah, and he's going to be exactly gone in the summer or the winter anyway.
Possibly. He's a free agent. The problem is he's got a no trade clause, and he said he's not waiving the trade clause. So it's probably one of those things where it's just not likely happening, unless maybe it's the Baltimore Orioles. Now, do you want to trade him to a contender within the American League? Are the Dodgers interested? Are the St. Louis Cardinals interested? Is there a team in the National League like the Padres or maybe the Braves that would want to overpay for him? Then maybe you could have that conversation. It's just that one's going to be on Max, but to everything you both are saying, getting ahead of that, because you don't know week to week, start to start, how healthy Max is going to be, it's not a terrible thought.
The question I have to ask is, he's got three teams right now paying a salary. He's got the Nationals, he's got the Mets, and then he would have the Rangers. If you were trading him to another team, if you were, say, the Diamondbacks or somebody like that, would you try and get the same thing? Like, okay, Rangers, you pick up the majority, and we're halfway finished, but do you pick up the majority of what's left on his $12 million salary?
I would want to, you know, pick up as much as possible, because the more you take, the more in prospects you get back.
Yeah, that's what you have to.
The payroll concern is for next year, staying under the luxury tax threshold. So I'm willing to spend money. What do you think, Chief?
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea. Obviously, with the no trade clause, you have that caveat. But I think just the, you know, if you're Chris Young, are you trying to go sit down with Max and have an honest conversation with him about, hey, would you? I know you don't want to be traded, but is there a team? Perhaps it's even the NL, as Walchuk was mentioning, that you would be interested in doing this with. Because I think it's actually riskier to depend on him to go on a postseason run than it is to just trade him now.
Yep.
Especially the age, the contract status of he's going into the offseason as a free agent. So to me, it makes a ton of sense, and he's given you the opportunity to even be tradable right now with the way that he's been performing.
Would you guys take Max Scherzer next year for $6 million if you're the Rangers?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, that's what I would first go do, because I don't think – I would only trade him if I knew that I wasn't going to get something back for him in return.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I just don't want a bag of ball and some sunflower seeds for Max Scherzer.
Agreed. Agreed.
And so, you know, but if you go to Max Scherzer and you say – listen, here's where we're at on our contract situation. Our ownership's not going to allow us to carry a heavy salary. We're probably going to have to move on. Tell me a team you want to go to. And he would say, I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. Okay, if you don't want to leave, can you cut me a break on your contract next year?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like that.
You know, we worked with you when you were injured and you weren't pitching. You know, we continue to pay you and all that. Are you willing to give us a break to be back here next year? Because if you're not willing to be that way, then we're going to have to move on from you. You know, we've got to, and he understands that. He's been know, he's been moved on before.
Several times.
I mean, the no-trade clause might be too much for to get around with him anyway right now because it seems like he's very comfortable here. He likes
well,
it here. But if I'm the front office, I'm like, this is a name and a guy that maybe it would be worth it to trade one of our starting pitchers away, which we absolutely have a massive surplus on right now with Dunning coming back.
It would make absolute sense to do this, but if you could get him to agree to come back next year $4 to $6 million,
yeah,
to and want to be a part of this, I might not trade him. But if he's like, no, I'm adamant about this.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation. We got a ton of Cowboys takeaways from the first practice and the press conference. What Jerry said about Dak and the future there will be the lead stories. We get into an addition to the finest, Chief. What else is cooking out there?
Oh, we got so much good football conversation to be had here, ladies and gentlemen. Football is back in a huge way. Mm-hmm. Gosh, how awesome it is to be back
amazing.
Out here in camp. It is. It is. The weather's amazing.
The vibes are immaculate.
They are. They are. It felt... I'll be honest with you. I think fan base wise, it was a little bit lighter than I was anticipating walking
Ooh.
In here. Thought the line of cars was going to be a little bit bigger. Thought the parking lot was going to be a little bit, you know, more full. I thought it was going to be a little bit more ruckus when we came in with the fans and the music and everybody super, super excited. I don't know. Maybe it's just day one. Hey, it's on a Thursday. We'll see you on Saturday for the big shebang. And that's where the party's going to really get cranked up on Saturday here with the fans. But did feel a touch light to me.
Yeah, it was light.
It's foot traffic is low. The volume is low. What is Cowboys sentiment? What's Jerry say about the future of Dak here with these Cowboys? It's next as we get into hour number four of the Nation. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.